Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting third. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is called out on strikes. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Deer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Deer. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The ball gets by Moore. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Lombardozzi. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clutterbuck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-1 in the game. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up off the glove of Gantner, and into shallow right field. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Lombardozzi goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Gantner moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Salas pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Al Woods pinch hits for Billy Bean. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-1, Twins. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Mickey Hatcher. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Salas now catching. Mark Davidson now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Birkbeck now pitching. Bill Schroeder now playing first base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0-for-2 in the game. Svium hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Moore reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Twins. Alan Anderson now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, Twins. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. Deere hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first, with Burke Beck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-3 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.